Hey everybody, so being a Christian on the fringe is awesome. It is, but you know, we gotta take it seriously, and I think sometimes we get offended at things that really aren't anything to be offended by, and it's not even really based in anything real. So you know, there's a lot of conspiracy theories, a lot of things, and it's fun to talk about that stuff, and it's fun to kind of, you know, think about it. But there comes a time where we gotta actually, we do exist in the real world, and we have to take things a little bit seriously, especially our Christian faith. It's fine to have theories, and we should have theories. We should be talking about the weird stuff in the world, or even the secretive dark stuff that goes on, like secret societies and satanic cults. I mean, sure, we should be exposing that to the light, absolutely. But at the same time, I think sometimes we think there's something really going on when it's just not even anything. So I am Josh Peck, glad to be with you again today, and I hope that your week is going well. If you haven't had a chance to do so, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. You get a whole bunch of free content, and if you could, click the donate button. It really does help. It doesn't only help me out, it helps the entire community here. It helps you guys, it helps the whole audience, because like I've said before, I want to update some equipment. I want to update the website, make that more user-friendly, get some cool stuff going on. And I also love hearing your suggestions. So I try to mold and shape this channel and the website and my Steam, my social media platform. I try to mold and shape all that to what you guys want, what the audience wants. Because ultimately, we're in this together, we're a community, and when we pull together, we can do some amazing things. So if you can, please click that donate button and help me out. Also, if you can't afford to, that is perfectly fine. I have been there. There have been times in my life where I really wanted to donate and I really wanted to help out, but I just simply couldn't afford it. That's okay. You got bills to pay. I totally understand that. But you can donate your time. If you like this channel, if you like what I'm doing, and if you want to help, you can donate your time by sharing this video, putting it on your own social media, getting people to subscribing yourself to this channel, and clicking the little bell for notifications. So there's a lot you can do, and it really does help, and I appreciate you all so much for it. So yeah, I think that there are times where being on the fringe of Christianity is fine. I mean, that's kind of where I live, you know, that's great. But there is a temptation to kind of fall off the ledge, you know, and I'm sure we all know people that have done this. But we got to be careful, because everything that we say, everything that we claim, it is a reflection on our, on the God that we serve. It's a reflection on our faith. It's a reflection on what we ought to be trying to bring people into. You know, the Great Commission. We're supposed to be bringing people to Christ. So anything that we say, attitudes that we have, it's all a reflection on that. So this video kind of came up because I had a couple of people and. Frankly, this is kind of silly, and I didn't want to do a whole video on just this. I'm not offended by it. I don't really care, but I had a couple of people comment about the. I'm trying to find myself in the viewfinder right there, the little upside down triangle thing. I had a couple of people actually asked me to take it down or turn it the other way. It won't sit on a shelf like that. Like that's just how it hangs. You have, okay, it's for the for those who don't play, it's to rack the balls on the pool table. That's what that triangle right there is for. You put it on the table and you put the balls from the pool table on, you sort them out, and then you can play pool. That's all that it is. but so again, this is not an entire video that's just dedicated to me complaining about a couple comments I got. But it is kind of a reflection of some of the attitude that is tempting for some of us on the fringe to have. It's tempting to have that kind of attitude about, well, that's a triangle, and that's, you know, an evil symbol and all that, and, you know, it shouldn't be there. But think about it this way. Even if I did turn it around, well, then it's the all-seeing eye on the back of the dollar bill. I mean, there's just no way. You can find this stuff anywhere. There's no way to, like, completely shield yourself from every little thing that, that somebody might say or think. I mean, Skywatch TV was accused of being... what was it? A free Masonic organization or an arm of the Illuminati or something? Because we have a blue and red set, and you know the blue and red lodge of Freemasonry and stuff. Somebody was trying to make that connection, and it's like, well, no, we're going for a newsy kind of look. And when you watch news channels, that's usually the colors. That's just what it looks like. It's silly, and it's kind of a bad reflection, I think, because sometimes atheists watch this channel. You know, I've gotten messages and comments from a lot of them, and it's a good witnessing opportunity. But if some of them are watching this, they're also reading the comments, and when they see a comment saying, like, Josh, you know, is this or that because of the triangle pool thing, or whatever else, that's not a good witness. Like, who's going to want to be a part? That comes across as, like, cultish. You know, it comes across as, well, these Christians are crazy if they're thinking that. I don't want anything to do with that, you know. And it's easier for atheists to retreat back into their materialism and more science-minded kind of stuff. Which there's nothing wrong with that, by the way. Actually, Christianity and that type of logical reasoning way of thinking should go hand in hand, but it's not just about the upside down triangle thing. Like I actually see this a lot, even in some like friends that I have. And I kind of used to be there. You know, I mean, I used to be there too. So I understand the temptation, but I also understand it doesn't really help anything. Yes, expose evil, expose darkness, that's actually real, you know, then absolutely. But these little, and I'm not even saying that we can't talk about stuff, but to actually state it as if it's an objective, provable fact, that's where we get into trouble. Because then when we talk about God as an objective fact, it's going to be hard for somebody to take us seriously if we just said, well, Billy Graham, he was clearly an Illuminati plant or a secret Jesuit, you know, whatever, any of that stuff. If you say, if you frame it in a way that it's so true, it should be obvious to everybody, but then you go and try to witness to people and try to evangelize with that same type of fervor, it's you're going to look ridiculous, you know, it's going to look ridiculous, and it kind of gives Christianity a bad name. Now, I'm not saying that this is all of you, and I'm not even saying I'm not even saying it's really any of you. I don't even think it's necessarily the people that commented about the upside down triangle thing. This isn't a video targeting anybody, especially not my own audience, because I would never do that. But it just those comments kind of got me thinking. You know, there is this growing trend within Christianity to just be so off the wall and so conspiratorial and so much that we know secret things that other people, the rest of the world, don't know, that the sheep don't know. I think it can get us into some dangerous territory. You know, just the attitude around it. That's what it is. I don't have any problem with any of the theories, or, you know, we should be talking about stuff, but We should do it with the common goal of trying to reach whatever the truth on that subject is, instead of, sometimes it's tempting for us to use that as an excuse to kind of inflate our own ego. You know, we know something, we're set apart, we're special because of all this. The truth is, you're already special. You know, you're already awesome. You've got the spirit of the living God living in you. If you've accepted Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit. You're already set apart and special. You don't need to use this other stuff to get that feeling. And the reason that I say that is because years and years ago, when I first heard about, like, Nephilim, you know, when I first heard about this kind of stuff, I started down that path of kind of using this so I would feel special. And it's actually the same reason that even before that, I got into New Age. I got into New Age theology because I thought that, you know, in a sense, you can have superpowers, you know, remote viewing and astral projection and stuff. And when I was practicing those things, it made me feel set apart and special because I was doing something that most people can't do, you know. And it really, it's not healthy, it's not good, it only inflated my ego. It's the same kind of thing here, it just has this veneer of Christianity around it. So we shouldn't be using our Lord and Savior that way. You know, we shouldn't be using our faith that way. We should be using our faith to reach out to others and get them saved too, so they can be in eternity with God and with us. That's where our heart should be. It's fine to have theories. I've got some conspiracy theories of my own. I've talked about some of them on this channel. But when we do it, we should always be open to the opposite point of view, and we shouldn't be offended if somebody doesn't agree, or if somebody, you know, whatever. We should be open to the conversation instead of trying to just shut people down because they have this side. They have an upside down triangle somewhere. Another example, I got a bunch of comments when, I don't remember if I was interviewing him or if, me and Derek on Skywatch TV, we were interviewing for an episode of Skywatch TV, and of course it was network TV, so, you know, it reaches a lot of people. We were interviewing, Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis, amazing person. Just phenomenal, phenomenal person. If you ever get a chance to read any of his books, you should. Go to skywatchtvstore.com and pick up his books. But just a phenomenal individual who has done a lot to serve this country, and I've got the just utmost respect for him. Well, when we were doing the interview, you know, he had the five-pointed star, you know, on his wall because, you know, again, he serves the country and everything. And people were saying that that was like an evil satanic kind of deal. And it was just so silly, but it, you know, it made me think these guys that want to jump on these weird conspiracy stuff, they're really missing out on materials that's just absolutely phenomenal. They're missing out on just an incredible American, you know, Lieutenant Colonel Bob McGinnis. They're really missing out on a lot of good stuff, and that they're free to do so. That's up to them. But it doesn't seem like it's a good trade. You know, they're trading in. They could gain a lot of knowledge and wisdom from this guy, from this individual. But instead, they want to chase their conspiracy theories because they saw a star and it triggered them. You know, and it's interesting too because a lot of this being hyper offended about everything, because that's what it is. You know, when people, and again, the couple of people that commented on the upside down triangle thing, they were pretty nice about it at least. But again, it's unreasonable to be offended about something like that, especially on a personal level. And that, not to steer this into politics, but really, it's just society and it's American culture. That's what half of American culture does. It's not really as much as half. It's actually a really small percentage of people on the left that will get like really super offended. But a lot of them, most of them, I think, do have a level of trying to take the emotional or moral high ground on a situation instead of dealing with the conversation at hand with truth and facts and things like that. It's a tactic of the left to get offended if somebody else doesn't agree, right? So it's really easy for the left to kind of, you know, be really immature, you know, and kind of mock right-wingers and stuff, or just outright say that we're racist and we're evil, and, you know, those types of conspiracy theories about right-wingers. It's a bad tactic. It doesn't solve anything. It certainly isn't going to win anybody to their side. I would never be convinced about something like that. So we shouldn't use those same tactics, you know, against each other as Christians. It's silly. Now, there are things that are kind of reasonable, and it's not even being offended. It's like, okay, for example, I don't know if most of you at home probably haven't noticed, but in this round of videos, I've tilted the camera a little bit, so it's not pointing towards this window here, because one of my viewers emailed me and just politely asked, because this person it was giving them it was I don't want to get too much into the medical situation of a private, you know, somebody who just for health issues, we'll just say that. This person asked because the glare from the window was causing problems, and asked if I could just tilt the camera a little bit. Absolutely. That is a very reasonable request, and it's easy for me to do, and I'm happy to do it, because, you know, I love you guys and I want the best for you, and if I can, if me doing that little thing provides a little bit of comfort, then absolutely. So there are reasonable things like that, you know, that come up, and I'm happy to comply. The triangle thing, it's just not reasonable. And in those areas, I think anybody who is like thinking like that, or having like an attitude or whatever, we need to toughen up, because if we're going to get triggered by an upside down triangle, then we got a lot of growing up to do, and we have got to toughen up, because we're going to come against a lot worse opposition in life than that. If that's the only thing we have to worry about, then we're doing pretty good. You know, if that is our level of persecution, we get triggered by an upside down triangle, or somebody has a star in the background and we don't like it. If that's the worst thing that happens to us, that is pretty good. You know, I mean, that is phenomenal. Look at what Christian martyrs today in the Middle East are going through. Look at what the prophets and the apostles and the followers of Jesus in the Bible. Look what they went through. So, I just wanted to talk about that a little bit for today's video, because I think it's something that we should all kind of have in mind. And again, most of you guys, most of my viewers, I don't have any issues like that with. I mean, nobody, and again, even the couple of people that did point it out, I think only one person was really, really rude about it, and then I didn't reply or take it seriously. A couple of people were really nice about it and said that they liked the video, and that they liked the channel, they liked the work that I do, but just politely asked if I would remove the upside down triangle, and politely, I'm declining that, and I'm just going to say no, because there are real things that I can do to help people, like tilting the camera so somebody doesn't have to get headaches or whatever. That's a legitimate request. But for the reasons giving about the upside down triangle, because it's evil, satanic, whatever. No. Just because some groups have used it for that doesn't mean the thing itself is evil or satanic. It kind of mirrors the left's arguments against guns. You know, because somebody has used guns to shoot up schools and kill people, that must mean the thing itself, the gun, is the evil thing. No, it doesn't. People misuse things. You know, people misuse symbols. An upside down triangle is a shape. That's all it is. All right. And some groups have used that for evil purposes, and they've used it for, you know, whatever. But the actual thing itself is just a shape. You know, it doesn't mean anything until some group puts meaning on it. The meaning of this is I like playing pool. That's the meaning. It racks the balls for me. It puts them in a nice little, you know, triangle, so I can play pool. You know, that's all it means in this context. So no, I'm sorry. I love you guys, but I'm not going to remove it. And I don't think generally most of you care about it anyway. Again, out of the, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of you, I had maybe two or three, you know, ever that have commented about that since I moved, you know, forever ago. So, but anyway, I just wanted to use that as kind of a springboard into the larger conversation about how we as Christians, it's good that we're telling people about, you know, Nephilim, and it's good that we're telling people about the Illuminati and Freemasonry, and, you know, things that creep in the church, New Age practices that creep in the church. Yes, we need to expose that to the light. We need to, we do need to warn people about that and talk about it. And genuinely, you know, we need to expose the genuinely evil things that occur in our world and that have crept up into the church. Yes, absolutely. But we shouldn't let that make us so super sensitive that we can't look out, we can't look at a shape without attacking a brother or sister in Christ who's really doing nothing wrong. So, and again, this isn't for me because I don't. People have said far worse about me, and it's fine. I've you know, doing this kind of ministry work, you develop a tough skin, you develop a thicker skin. So, I don't waste time thinking about it. But I know that a lot of other people do get really bothered about this kind of stuff, because I used to also. And I know that it happens to pretty much every Christian. You know, every Christian, you're more likely to be like personally attacked. I don't mean physically or violently, just you know, verbally or emotionally. You're more likely to be attacked by another Christian than like an atheist or a New Ager or a Buddhist. I mean, there actually some New Agers can be pretty rude. They can be pretty mean. But by and large, because we're all in this community together, we talk to more Christians than we talk to some of these other groups. You're just more. It's just statistics. It's odds. You're more likely to be attacked by another Christian than by somebody else because we don't really get out there and talk to a whole lot of other people. So I think that it's good for us to kind of branch out, evangelize people, but then we set an example by the way that we live our lives and by the way that we interact with one another. If an atheist is going to have a lot easier time becoming a Christian if they see us getting along and loving each other and just being the big happy family that we're supposed to be, and when a problem does arise, we handle it maturely. You know, we handle it the right way, without aggression and all this stuff. An atheist is going to have an easier time joining up with something like that than seeing basically what the world already has to offer. You know, a lot of infighting, a lot of insults, a lot of personal attacks. We want to tell each other that we're going to hell if we don't share the same rapture theory. Just all this ridiculous stuff. That's not good for our witness. That's not good for bringing somebody to Christ. You know, if we're taking the Great Commission seriously and we really want to evangelize people and bring them into the faith, we don't do it by being offended and fighting with one another. You know, we do it by being loving, showing kindness to one another, and then letting them see that, and then getting out there and trying to bring people into the fold. So I just wanted to talk about that a little bit. Thank you all so much. I hope that your week is going well. And if you haven't had a chance to do so, again, go to joshpeckdisclosure.com. Lots of free content. That website is updated every single day. Every single day you'll find something new on there. So make sure you check that out. And if you could, click the donate button because it really does help me out. This is a lot of hard work, but I love doing it because I love you guys and I want to serve you guys to the best of my ability. And this is just what God has given me. So I want to serve you the best way possible. So clicking the donate button really does help out a lot because, again, this is basically totally donation funded. It's viewer funded. It's funded by people like you that are able to help out and that want to help out. So I want to continue doing this and I love it. You guys seem to love it too. And I like the community that we're building here, so I want to give that the best shot that it has possible. But we do that by building it together. So click the donate button if you can. If you can't afford to donate, that's okay. You can donate your time by sharing, commenting, subscribing. There's a whole bunch of stuff you can do to get involved if you want to. Even just clicking the share button and sharing it on social media really does help. And that only takes a couple of seconds to do. So anyway, I want to thank you all so much. I hope you are having a wonderful day. And until next time, take care and God bless.